Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Walt.
And Taylor's with us this morning, too. Taylor, how are you?
Very good right now.
Very good. All right. We're going to talk with Taylor a little bit more about what is important about the Big Brothers Big Sisters program for him. But before we do that, we want to talk with Jane about one of the major events coming up here fairly soon. It's Bowl for Kids' Sake 2009. What's happening, when, and where?
Well, we've got several events this year, Walt. We've got two happy hour bowls on March 19th and March 26th. So if people want to come and bowl with their coworkers, friends, and family in the evening, we do have an evening shift, which is great. We'd have a family night bowl on March 23rd from 6 to 8. That's a Monday evening. That's alcohol-free and smoke-free. And then we have our traditional event on Saturday at both Country Lanes and Superior Lanes, and there's several shifts available for folks on those days.
Is it normal that there's this many of them, or is that something you're trying here, or you've been developing over the last couple of years?
It's brand new this year.
And the idea is to give, like, especially with a family night, an idea to get out, especially smoke-free. I think that's one big hook, isn't it?
Yep. And then people that may not be able to make it on the weekend, they can come in the evening on a Thursday evening and bowl.
Now, what
or
is
Monday night.
What is the process? Are you looking for teams, individuals, what?
Both. And new this year, we have a new program called Kintera, where people can do online fundraising. They just go to our website, www.bbbsmqt.org, and click on the link to 2009 Bowl for Kids' Sake, and they can either start their own team, join a team, they can create their own website. It's very simple and really nice, and then they can email friends, family, coworkers for pledges right online.
Now, it seems that this one's been going on, and this is around the area that the Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids' Sake seems to be fairly popular. But how does it work then? You have the folks go out, and they get the pledges, and then where does the money go?
The money stays right here in Marquette County to help us match more kids like Taylor with a Big Brother or Big Sister. So all the money is raised by local people, and it stays right here locally for local kids.
Now, Taylor's with us this morning. He is his big brother is Bill Flanagan. And Taylor, this really sounds like it's been pretty cool and a lot of fun for you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What is it that's cool? What do you enjoy about it?
Hanging out with somebody new and going places I've never been and having lots of fun.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Now, when you first, like, somebody said, "Hey, we're going to try this," you probably said, "Well, I guess we'll give it a try, but this might be something different, hey?" And now it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has been.
What are some of the things you do?
We'd go fishing and hunting, and we'd go to his man cave.
I like that. And just kind of hang out and maybe watch some sports and stuff and do, like, guy things, right?
Yeah.
That's what I like. Now, this is kind of a good example of what Big Brothers Big Sisters is all about. We're talking about the Bowl for Kids' Sake and someone who actually is one of the, I guess, participants in the program. I guess
He's a little.
That's right. You call him the littles, don't you?
Yeah.
Taylor's with us this morning. And Taylor, your big brother is Bill Flanagan, and you guys have been kind of getting things going, and you hang out and whatever. But tell me, I mean, why is it cool? Why is it fun?
You meet him like once every 2 or 1 week. Every time you do it, you do something new, or you can do the same thing over and over again. Yeah.
What do you like to do? What do you guys, when you get together? You said you did some hunting, some fishing and whatnot, but what's your favorite things to do?
YMCA.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Just go there and
Hang out
at the Y. That's cool. That's cool. Now, Jane, that's what it's all about, isn't it? To give young people. But and we're talking Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and it's open really for those that want to help give, I guess, a focus maybe for a young person that could use that, and also just give them something to do.
Yep, it's a friendship, and we find that kids that are matched in Big Brothers, Big Sisters, they do better in school. They have more hope for the future. They get along better with other kids and their families, and they perform better in school. Great, great outcomes for kids once they're matched with a mentor, a big brother, a big sister.
Now, the program's been going on for a while, I know. But how does somebody get involved if they want to do this? What is the process?
It's really easy, Walt. All they need to do is either go to our website and fill out an application. It's a pretty simple application, or they can call our office and we can mail them one. We interview the prospective big brother, big sister in their home, and we do background checks, of course, and reference checks, and then they're ready to be matched. It's really easy. And all they need to do is spend 2 to 4 hours a month with their little brother or little sister doing activities of their choice.
Now, the fundraiser, Bowl for Kids' Sake, is coming up, and if people have questions on that, go to your website, which is?
www.bbbsmqt.org, or they can call our office at 475-7801.
We'll also have all the information posted for you at our website, how you can get a hold of the folks at Big Brothers Big Sisters and take part in Bowl for Kids' Sake. Taylor, I guess I'd kind of just like to wrap up with you this morning. You've been involved in this. You're a little. And I guess the question is, or what I'd like to find out from you is what you would tell someone that is thinking about being a big. Why should they do this? Why should they take part in it?
Because it's fun and they better do it. It's so awesome.
I like that. That certainly seems to put a good spin on it. Taylor, thank you for coming in this morning. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. And Jane, as always. And
thank you, Walt.
The phone number, again, if people want to find out more.
The phone number is 475-7801.